Okay, we're on the top of Mem Hey on the base. Om Reb Yirmiyah Mishum Reb Shimon Ben Yochai Reb Yochanan Mishum Reb Shimon Hamachuzi Mishum Reb Yochanan Hamachuzi Kol Ha'ose Isur L'chag Ba'achilu Shtia. We're going back on the pasuk Isru Chag Ba'avosim with another pshat. Whoever makes an Isur L'chag Ba'achilu Shtia, one pshat is that he controls himself and eats the same mitzvah on Yontif. So he does the mitzvah in the best way. Rashi brings another pshat is that he adds on, he ties on to the Yontif an extra day where he eats and drinks the covered Yontif, just like Malava Malkus to Shabbos, Isru Chag is to Yontif. Malal Vakosu Kilu Bonam is Beach, the Hikri Velav Korban. Shneemar Isru Chag Bavosim Ad Karnos Ham is Beach. Rashi. Ba'achilo Shtiyah, Shekori L'chag Onig B'maychel U'mishta, Yosh Omrim Yom Shalach Rachag. He adds on an extra day of eating and drinking L'kovid the Yontif. Ba'avosim, Behemos Avos U'shmenos. Avosim means that he brings what's called fat animals. Omar Chizki, Omar Rav Yirmiyah, Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Kol ha-mitzvahs kulon ein olam yotze bohen ela derech gedilasin. All of the mitzvahs you have to, that apply to things that grow have to be done in the way that they grow. They're natural bottom and top to top. Shenemar atzei shitim omdim. We learn from the Mishkan. And the Mishkan it says they had to put the atzei shitim omdim. They had to stand the way that they grew. Tnan hosom atzei shitim omdim sheomdim derech gedilasin. That's the first shot. Dover acher omdim shemamidim et sipuyam. They hold on the when they overlaid them with gold, so the gold didn't stand by itself. It was supported by the beams. They put nails in it, and the beams supported the covering. It was Rashi explaining what the other possibility was. Dover acher omdim shematomer ovad sivra mubutal sikuyan. And I think when the Mishkan was lost, it was lost completely. Talmud Lomar Atzei Shitim Omdim. She'omdim la'olam la'ol me'olam. They remain forever, and the Mishkan is hidden somewhere and will be revealed when Mashiach comes. Rashi. Kol ha-mitzvahs kigon karshi ha-mishkan va'amudim v'lula v'hadas v'yarova. So Rashi says kigon. Kigon doesn't necessarily mean that these are examples. Sometimes kigon can mean these are the only things, because very hard to find other things where there's a mitzvah of using dafka plants. Some say that it applies even to the walls of the sukkah. Some say it applies even to the besamim you use Motzei Shabbos. You have to take derech gedilasim. But it could be that there's a very big difference. By lulav and esrog. What?
What is Rashi omit esrog?
Because since we're talking about the aguda of the, what's it called, of the lulav. Now here, no, that's all into the, it's all these things are in the agud itself. So Rashi just giving examples. There's more, it could be there's more. And the esrog is also one. The esrog really is not derech gedilaso 100%, because sometimes it hangs down on the tree, so it grows, right? So you have to know what derech gedilaso is by the esrog. Even though the halacha is taka that the esrog has to be with the pitim up and the other parts, the chatchila, before it gets heavy, it grows, all of them grow with the pitim up. And then when they get heavy, they hang on the tree downwards, but they're hanging upside down. So the derech gedilaso applies to the esrog, but it may not apply to the other things. Because by the sukkah, the walls is not the cheft of the mitzvah, just a hechitim to fill up the space. The same thing goes with the pesamim. It's the smell. It's not the thing itself. That's the mitzvah. Therefore, it doesn't have to be derech gedilaso. The Lachar people aren't makbid that the besamim or dafka put in such a way that the way they grow. But there are those that hold the chatchila. You have to have that even by those things. But there's a very big difference between esrog and lulav and karshia mishkan. But the Torah said specifically the krushim are chelik of the mitzvah, had to be put in the right way. Whereas smelling besamim doesn't have to be the besamim. There's no difference if they're upside down or not. The ikur is not the besamim. Not the kind of mitzvah with the besamim. It's with the smell of the besom.
How could they crush them identified if they're upside down or right side up?
Well, they took the logs and they, when they made them, they made a siman on. Shemamidim es sipuyon, hasipuyon shel zov kavua behen b'mashmeiro shel zov. The covering of gold was put on with nails of gold. Can you see? Yes, a crushing to tzap is zov. They didn't make a thing that would be like a facade on the outside of the wood that would stand by itself. It had to be supported by the wood, not freestanding. I might think that once Oel Moed, once the Mizbeah, or the Mishkan was hidden away, that's it, it's finished. Sikuyam, tochaltam amabotam, their hope. It means they're what's it called, looking forward for them or whatever and having hope for them. So I might think all their hope and all their future was lost. No, it's omdim la'olam la'olmei olami. V'omar chizki om rav yirmi mishum rishim bar yochai yochal ani lifter es kol olam kula min adin miyom shenivresi ad ata. Right, chizki is in the name of rav shim bar yochai that he said, I could patter the whole world from din, from the time I was born till today. Vilmole Eliezer benini, if I had my son with me, miyom shenivra olam v'yarasha, from the time the world was created till now. Vilmole Yosem ben Uziyahu imanu, miyom shenivra olam atzofa. We could patter the world from din, from the beginning to the end. It doesn't mean completely from din, right, from beginning to end of the world, it wouldn't be any din. It means that people wouldn't have to suffer whatever, they would be able to get kapara easily and not suffer all the things that a person normally has to suffer because of the din. They could pater them from those yisurim. Because they, since they had tremendous yisurim, that mitzvah Rashi, the liftor, b'schusi anisovel kol avonoseim upotra min adin. All the tzoris and yisurim that Reb Shim Bar Yochai had, and his son, in the cave for 12 years. And Yosam ben Uziyahu, Tzadikoy, the on of Yosem Mishar Malachim. Yosem was a tzadik and a greater, more humble than all the other Malachim. The Zocha b'kibud Aviv, right? He was Mazaka, the Zocha to be Mechabed his father very much. The Olav Nemar ben Yechabed Av. Shekol Hayom Shoy Aviv Metzora. His father, Uziyahu, became a Metzora. And not only that, he was born when his father was Metzora. So he went through tremendous Yisurim. Vahu HaYashofet Am Haaretz to the seed. The Yosam Beno Shofet. He judged the people in place of his father, because his father couldn't. He was a Metzora. Lo Nakla Lo Keser Malchus B'chayv. He could have taken the Malchus from his father, and he didn't. He was subordinate to his father, even though his father was a Metzora and was not functional. The Chol Dinim Shoyudon Omer B'Shem Ovid. Everything he did in the name of his father. He had tremendous Kibud Av. He had tremendous Yisurim. And the Mela, his Zechus, could pater the entire world from din.
Isn't Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai's oracle over here smelling like Christianity? And Yashka died?
It's a good question, but it's not for now. It's a good question. How this is different than Christianity, that somebody could die or suffer for somebody else's sin, but the Maisa, it's true. Maisa, we find in Chazal that the Nevi'im, Tzadikim, suffer for their generation or whatever. But they're not mechaper on their sins. They take away a little bit of the, what's it called, yisurim, that the world has to do. They get that vicariously through the yisurim of tzaddikim. But it's not the same thing. Christianity is that a person can take away the chatoyim completely of people. And that somebody else's din v'cheshbin depends on somebody else. That doesn't apply. Here what we're saying is that the din v'cheshbon applies, except how that's going to be, the punishments that come will be mitigated by somebody suffering, since they're part of the tzibur and the suffering of the klal, takes away some of the suffering of the prat. So it's not the same thing. Here it's taking away yisurin, there it's taking away chatoy.
Yeah.
Right, but that's what the Gemara says. Rashi doesn't say anything different than the Gemara. Right? Yoklani, right? Lifter min hadin. That din means not the what's it called, that they won't have any din. Din means the din of Yisurim or whatever. That's what the din is. The atzofa atshiyichle ha'olam. Okay. Okay. Omar Chizki, Omar Abirmiya, Mishum Rabshim Bayuchai, Ra'isi B'nei Aliyah V'Hemuatim. I see in this world there are very few people who are B'nei Aliyah, people who really want to rise as much as they can. People with tremendous initiative when it comes to Ruchnias. Im Elefheim Ani B'nei Mehen. However, if there's even only 1,000, right, I want me and my son to be from them. He's not saying it as Gaiva, he's saying it as Achrai. That even if there's only 1,000, right, I still want to be, me and my son want to be part of it. In Me'ahim, Ani Ubani Mehen. If there's only 100, we want to be amongst them. In Shna, if there's only 2, Ani Ubani Hehen, then we're going to be them. We're not going to be affected by how many people are interested or not. If it's only us, then it's only us. But we're going to be interested no matter what. Mar says, Umu Yizutri Kalehai, there's so few tzaddikim, B'nei Aliyah, V'omar Rava, Timnei Srei Alfei Dora, Havi de Kameku Chabrichu. There are 18,000 rows of tzaddikim before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemer Sov Yishmon Osar Elef. Lokash. Hadim Estakli Bas Brakal Yuhamira. Hadlam Estakli Bas Brakal Yuhamira. There are Chachamim who see clearly, right, like through a clear lens, and those that don't see through a clear lens. And even though it says that only Moshe Rabbeinu from all the Nevi'im saw Bas Brakal Yuhamira. All the other Nevi'im didn't see. So how you have 18,000 people like Moshe Rabbeinu? That was talking about Nevuah. This is talking about Chochma. And Chochma Adat Minavi. In Chochma, there's also a clear lens and a not clear lens. And that, there's 18,000 that see, that what's it called, that don't see with a clear lens, and less than that that see with a clear lens. When it comes to Nevuah, only Moshe Rabbeinu saw with a clear lens when it came to Nevuah. Mora says, "Ur misfakti bas prakaya mi'ira mizutri kulehai." So you're telling me that the people who see Bas Brakai Amir could be even 2. Why is there so few? There's no less than 36. This is where the Lamed Vav Tzadikim comes from. There's no less than 36 Tzadikim in the world than a Makabal of Pnei Ashkila every day. Shenemar Ashrei Kol Chochei Lo, Lo B'Gematria Taltin V'Shisa Avi. Lo in Gematria is 36. Where it says Lo Kasha. Hada Aili the Bar, Hada Aili the Lo Bar. Some, there are 36 tzaddikim, but not all of them can come with Rishus. They only can come with Rishus before the Rabban Shalom. And the others can come whenever they want, even without Rishus. The ones that can come even without Rishus, there's even less than 36. Rashi. Ra'ishi b'nei aliyah v'hem mu'atim. Ro'a ani lefi ma'ase habriel shebnei aliyah koach ha-mekablim b'nei ashkina mu'atim hem. People who have that koach to be b'nei aliyah, to go up and mekabl b'nei ashkina, are very few. Sov mishmon asur elef, seifi dekroa Hashem shama. The end of the pasuk says, and that's where the Rabbanu Shalom is. Afal gab Yerushalayim shalosid lavo ksiv kro. Pasuk's really talking about Yerushalayim in the future. Dar shirin le'nomi lahachi. The makom sheshchina shama sov mosol shmona sorel. Wherever the shchina is in the future, it'll be in Yerushalayim. But wherever the shchina is, there's 18,000 that surround him. Veheimat tzaddikim hanesunim lefnim mimalachi asharis. There tzaddikim will get even closer than the malachim. Shenemar koesi omer liyakov yisrael ma poel el vaomer liyoshim v'nei Hashem yeh sisra vaomer v'hayu einecha roos es morecha. All these psukim speak about tzaddikim that see the Rabban Shalom in the first row, closer than the Malachim. Asbakaria mechitza shechotzetzes b'neim l'shchina. This lens is the mechitza that separates between them and the Shchina. To some, the lens is clear, and to some, it's not so clear. Mi'ira kemar zeh sheroin bo, like a mirror. V'yei tzaddikim she'ein mi'ira lahem kol kach. It's not so clear. V'ein yicholim liros mamash. They can't see clearly the Rabban Shalom. Ashrei kol chochei lo, hamechakim lekashu kaminyan lo. Ashrei, the person who will be part of this group of the 36. The bar de rishus. The aili below, bar below rishus, muatim hem. The ones that can come without rishus, don't have to get special permission to come before the Rabban Shalom, are very few. V'ano ka'omra nivanai b'ni mehem. And those, he said, there's only 2, it should be me and my son. Okay. B'shas p'tiros and mahin omrim. When they left the Mizbeach, the end of Sukkot, they would say, Ula Mizbeach, right? B'ha k'mashat v'shem shemayim v'dover acher. Mashi, you're saying, you're grouping the Rabbanu Shalom together with something else. the Mizbeach and you, Rabbanu Shalom. Right? So how do you group the Rabbanu Shalom together with something else? The Tanya called Meshatif Shem Shemayim V'Dover Afer Nekor Min Ha'olam. Person who puts the Rabbanu Shalom together with something else, right, in the same praise or whatever, is Nekor Min Ha'olam. Shenemar Bilti Lashem Levada. Right? Zoveach L'Elokim Yocharam. You get out of the world. Chayrim. If you don't make the Rabbanu Shalom alone, you put something else together with the Rabbanu Shalom. Hachi Kamar Lei. Anach L'Yo Anach N'Modi. Rabbanu Shalom, to you we thank, we bow. U'lechod to the Mizbeach on the Meshadchim. It's not the same thing. We're not grouping them together. The Rabbanu Shalom gets Hodor, and the Mizbeach doesn't get our Hodor. To you we are Meshabeach. We praise the Mizbeach. Leko anachnu mevorchim. That's what the Gros says. To you, we Rabbanu Shalom, we bless. Lecho anu mekalsim. And the Mizbeach is just a sheva. We give praise to the Mizbeach. And what was the praise to the Mizbeach? It said, Yofi lecho Mizbeach. So our Shiva Gifter said, what do you mean Yofi lecho Mizbeach? The end of what's it called Sukkot, the Mizbeach looked like a barbecue looks after 20,000 years of use. It had hundreds of karbonas. It was filthy, dirty, with grime and grease. A kind of Yofi L'cho Mizbeach. Maybe for a modern art museum, you could say Yofi L'cho, but what kind of... He said, well, that's a shot. Yofi is dependent on its spiritual beauty. And all that grime and grease represented kapara. That's Yofi. That's Yofi. Okay, Rashi. V'shas t'yirasun amas nisimkos. Going back on the Mishnah. Yofi L'cho. Didn't get it yet. Hayofi hazeh, this is from the Mishnah, this page. Hayofi hazeh anu osim lecha shato mechaper aleinu. We are ascribing this yofi to you, we're doing all these nice things. According to this chat, it's not saying that the Mizbeach is yofa. Yofi lecha, you deserve to be beautified because you're mechaper on our averus. We're doing to the Rabbanu Shalom and to the Mizbeach this covet. You're grouping them together. Shmuel says, no, you don't group them together. To the Rabbanu Shalom, we admit he's our God. And the Mizbeach on the Meshabchim. You are precious. Moldim lav loshen hod, and loshen told that we're thanking the Rabbanu Shalom. We admit that he's our God, we don't deny it. Kemaseu Bechol, right? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Brucha says that the Arabas were not what they used palm branches in place of the Arabas Bechol. Omer Apunda, my time with Rabbi Yochanan ben Brucha, already learned there's a mitzvah of palm branches, right? Either by Arabas, either Shalachim Mosh Misinai, or we learn it from Arvei Nochal, two Arabas, one for the Mikdash, one for the Lulav. So what does Rabbi Yochanan ben Brucha learn? There's an Indian also of Lulavim, and some learn that he substitutes lulavim for aravas. In other words, there were two mitzvahs of lulav, one stam and one for the mizbeach, just like two mitzvahs of arava, except he substitutes lulav for arava. And others learn that he adds to it. He also holds halacha mosh misinai of arava. But there's also an extra mitzvah of lulav too. Dechsid kapos shnai. Since it's written kapos tmarim, it hints, just like Arvei Nochal, it hints to two lulavim. One for the mitzvah of lulav, one for the mizbeach. Achas the lulav, achas the mizbeach. What? Well, it's red, right? It's written kapos without. The Rabbanan Amri, kapos ksiv. It's written kapos. Even though it's red, kapos, with a vav. It's written kapas as if it's only one. Rablevi Omer, Rablevi says, no, he doesn't learn it from Fasik. It's just that he brings it because it's a nice thing to do. It's Merames on Kal Yisrael. According to this, the Ikar Mitzvah, even according to Yochanan ben Brucha, is the Arava. And the palm branches are brought only as an extra Eretz Yisrael. Mat Tomer Zeh Ein Lo Ela Lei Vechod Af Yisrael Ein Lohem Ela Lei Vechod Lavim Shev Shabayim. Just like the Tomer only has one heart, Rashi explains what that means, has the fiber in the middle of the tree is only in one place. Doesn't go to the rest of the tree. So it's one heart. Heart of palm. So too, what's it called? I don't know if that's exactly what this is, but that's what it says. Heart of palm is the fiber, I think, in the middle of the bark. It's not a sap. It's a thing. It's a vegetable. In fact, it looks like a vegetable. It's not a liquid. What? Yeah, they sell a heart of palm. It's like a vegetable. But it comes from the inside of the palm tree. Okay. Okay, Omar of Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Rav Levi Omar Ketamar, time of Rav Yochanan ben Bruka lav nikra nothing. El Svar. He doesn't learn from a pasuk. To Svar, it's an Indian also to be Meshabeach, the Rabban Shalom with palm branches, aside from the lulav. She was simin yofa lekilusin for Yisrael. It's a good sign for Klal Yisrael. Ein lo el alev echad, ke ein moach yeshbo. It has like this, what's it called, like a bone, has marrow. A tree has this, I think it's, I'm not sure what it's called. I think it's called the cutaneous, layer. And the sap goes through that, and the water goes through that. All of the, it's like the blood system of the tree. And it goes through this fibrous part that's in the middle of the tree, in the middle of the bark. So, ke'en moach yeshbo, kegon be'etz ho'egos ba'gefen, and a nut tree, and a gefen also. In the middle is this fibrous part in the middle of the bark. Ve'en lo ele be'etz ho'emtsoi ha'zoku fa'ola, it only go in the tamar, it's only in the trunk. The gadol amala velo b'chariyoso mechabdosav. It doesn't go into the branches. It only is in the trunk. In other trees, it extends out into the branches too. Okay, so it has lev echad. Om Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, lulav shiva v'sukkah yom echad. Lulav, you make a bracha all 7 days, and sukkah only one day. Because if we make a bracha the first day, and that's it, you don't make a bracha after that. It's all one big mitzvah. My time, a lulav the mefaski lelos, lulav's only in the daytime, so the night separates, you have to make a new bracha the next day. Right, lelos miyomim, kol yom mitzvah apenafshe, every day is a different mitzvah, you have to make a new bracha. Sukkah, the lo mafsike lelos, miyomim, sukkah is a continuous mitzvah, so kulo shiva, kechad yom maricha domo. The whole, what's it called, sukkah is like one day. And therefore, and you can mekayim the mitzvah sukkah even sleeping. So there can be a constant continuation, right? Therefore, it's only one brach. Rava Barbar Hanomar Rabbi Yochanan, sukkah shiva v'lulav yom echad. And Rava Barbar Rabbi Yochanan said just the opposite. Rava Barbar Hanomar said the name Rabbi Yochanan, sukkah you make a bracha every day. And lulav only the first day. My time, sukkah d'oraisa shiva. Sukkah is minat Torah, you make a bracha every day. Lulav d'rabon and sogle b'chad yomah. Lulav is only the Rabban, and you only make a bracha the first day. Ki also Ravin, Om Rav Yochanan, Echazer Shiva. And Ravin said in the name of Yochanan, you make a bracha all 7 days on Lulav, and all 7 days on the Sukkah. And Tosa says, not only all 7 days, but every time you're Mashiach Das, and you come back, you make a new bracha. And they ask, why is Talmud Torah different? You don't make a bracha on Talmud Torah every time you're Mashiach Das, and you come back, right? So they say, Talmud Torah really can't be Mashiach Das. You're constantly mind. Whenever you have a chance, you have to learn. So every time you have a chance, you don't have to eat. Some people think that's the case, but it's not the case. You don't have to eat every time you have a chance, but you have to learn every time you have a chance. So you never Mashiach Das from Torah, except every day is a separate thing. Vagisha Yom V'layla, even though there's no stop, but once you go to sleep, you Mashiach Das, the next day you have to make a bracha. That's why if you don't go to sleep, the Shaila, you have to make a bracha the next day or not. But what's it called? But sukkah, there's no mitzvah to constantly eat. The mela every day is a separate thing. Not only every day, but every meal is a separate thing. What? No, so that's not called Hesach Hadas, since what's it called? Not going to sleep. The kli is not called Hesach Hadas. Omer Rav Yosef, Nekot, the Rava Babarchan of the Yodcha, the Kulo Amuroi Kami Kabosei. Right, the last shot that, Rabbi Barbar Chana said is b'halacha that you make a bracha on lulav all 7 days and on what's it called sukkah all 7 days. Rashi, sukkah shiva lebracha lulav yom echad afu b'shenidul kol shiva zechel mikdash ein mevarchim bo leyom rishon shumen haTorah. You don't make the bracha when it's only the rabbanan. In order to make a chiluk between the d'oraisa mitzvah and the d'rabbanan mitzvah, even though we make brachas on mitzvahs d'rabbanan, but here we want to make a difference between the first day, which is d'oraisa, and the other days of the Rabbanit. Nikot the Rabba Babar Chana B'yotcha, the Omer Sukkah Shiva, the Lol the Rab Yehud, the Omer Shmuel, the Omer Sukkah Yom Echad. The Kula Amorai, Mishmei the Rab Yochanan, Kami Kova Seva Sukkah. Everybody holds by Sukkah, that you make a bracha all 7 days, and not just once a day, but whenever you are Mesiach Das, and you come back, you have to make a new bracha. Shmuel Rab Yochanan, Alachak Rab Yochanan. Kematzasi b'solos Rabbeinu Yaakov. Mail the same thing with lulav. You have to make a bracha every day.